Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Top Flight Pod. You know what it is. You know what we're here to do. Back in studio today, beautiful Austin, Texas. I'm with the boys. We got B to my left. We got Big Bad Bali to my right. Off camera, of course, we got my G Primo. He's back wearing a Tottenham jersey. They got absolutely clapped. So interesting why he chose that jersey today. And next to him, we got my G Nev. He's dripped out in Real Madrid clothing. Tracksuit. Full tracksuit. Full kit wanker.
Fresh.
Full kit wanker. Starting off with my GB to my left. How are you doing today, bro?
Doing good, bro. It was good, man. We're here. I love being with y'all. I look forward to these now. Like more.
Bali, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm not really looking too forward to this. I'm not going to be real. Yeah, it's been a rough day.
What do you have on, if you could tell the fans?
The drip, you know, the Austin FC drip. I think I'm going to take this off, though. I don't deserve to be wearing this anymore, you know? I think I'm going to stick to my Arsenal.
Nah, but you're looking fresh.
You look great.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying? You look great.
You're fresh, dude.
It really brings out some of your great features.
You're going somewhere after, I know.
Hey, hit me up, you know?
Chill out.
Slide in the DM.
Relax, mate. But boys, off camera, Primo, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing good, bro. First time recording in the studio. Being back.
Oh yeah, it's your first time, it's true.
You know, big upgrade, but yeah, definitely glad to be back.
Now, Nef, I gotta give you your little intro, brother. How are you doing?
I was doing great. Until you gave me that stupid little introduction.
Oh, well, you know what, my fault.
I think I'm gonna demand an apology.
Maybe after the pod.
Nah, I need it now.
Maybe after the pod. Because I don't think it was that bad.
You don't think so?
Nah.
I think so.
Nah, I think we're good.
My people talk to your people.
Okay. I said my bad, so that's a form of saying
respectfully.
Sorry. There you go. But, boys, we got a lot to talk about here tonight on the Top Flight Pod. Some interesting events that happened last night at Q2 Stadium, and also some interesting things that happened across the pond of the Atlantic Ocean, of course, European topics. But tonight, where I want to start the show is with Julio Cascante. There's an international call-up for him. But before we get into that, actually, shout-out to the Patreon members, to the Discord members, of course. Mm-hmm. Got to give them a shout. Shout-out to everybody that is keeping up with the content that we post, the fan reactions.
Yeah, they're out. They're out right now. It's Monday. I mean, you know, it opens up with a banger.
Opens up with the bangers. Yep. Stay tuned. But all right, boys. Starting off with Julio Cascante. Like I said, he has an international call-up. There's more than one, by the way. This one is kind of interesting because he got called up for Costa Rica for the Nations League, where they're going to play Honduras, if I'm not mistaken. We got Primo and Nef got it here on screen for us. That game is going to be in Frisco coming up this month. What is it? March 23rd, right, guys? That's what it says, March 23rd. That's going to be in Frisco, Texas, like I said. And also, there's going to be another call-up for him versus Argentina. That's going to be – where's that one going to be at? Do we know?
That one's in Frisco. Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles. You're right. It is going to be in L.A. So, Julio Cascante in Frisco versus Honduras for a spot in the Copa America match that's going to take place here in Q2 Stadium, and also against Argentina in L.A. versus Messi in a bit of a friendly match. So, B, I want to get your take on this news for Cascante.
I mean, obviously, I'm happy for him, bro. You know, a different setting. He gets to go. It's a different setting. You know, hope he does great to build his confidence so he comes back and plays well for us. I mean, you know, happy for him.
For sure. Me Costa Rica, Argentina, 26th of March in LA at 9 p.m. It's probably maybe 8 p.m. CT. I don't know if it's that exact time. But, Bali, your take on Julio Cascante getting an important call-up. Not one, but two call-ups.
Well, it's always good to see our players go out, you know, and do their international duty. It's always good to see our players play. And I don't know how I feel about it. You know, I kind of wish he would stay and help us out because we need him so much right now at this point. But it is what it is. I'm happy for him. Good luck.
Now, those games, like we said, the 23rd and the 26th. So how many games is he going to be missing for Austin FC? That's my question that I have made. It's probably going to be the Orlando one for sure. But it's going to be interesting to see if he makes the game against Dallas. So we'll see what happens there. Now, if he isn't there, B, who would you like to see step up for Julio Cascante in those games coming up?
I mean, we're not only going to be missing Julio, but we're missing Danny, too.
Yeah. Yep, of course.
You know, so next one up, I mean, who's next one up? I mean, and not only that, Zanny, the Hector. I mean, our defense just got shot, bro. Our defense got shot.
Nef, you have a take?
No, I mean, just happy for them. More specifically, Danny, I think. Think he's gonna need a fresh breath of air after what he's been playing here.
Okay, now Primo here, he has the schedule up for us. Austin FC plays Dallas on the 30th of March and Orlando on the 23rd. So Cascante, his match falls right in the middle of that one and around that 30th. So we'll see what happens. And, of course, maybe Hedges stepping up, something like that. Maybe we'll even have to dip into the FCito guys. We'll have to get some short-term agreements.
What so? I see coming is a ring back to CB, bro.
No, no way.
Imagine.
No
way. I think so. Imagine I think so. Bro, I can see it happen.
That'd be two seasons of that, bro. That's, I don't know, dude. Our defense got shot, and I good take on Bali saying that, you know, he wishes he could stay. You know, thinking about it, yeah, I mean.
We need him right now.
We need him, but, hey, you know, imagine playing for your country, bro. You wouldn't turn that down, so.
All right, boys. Now, some other bit of news for Austin FC. The Leagues Cup matches, they will all be at Q2 Stadium for Austin's group. Not every single one from Leagues Cup. But the group that Austin FC is in, which is going to be having Monterrey and Pumas, those games are going to be at Q2 Stadium. It's going to be very exciting to see the game whenever it's Monterrey and Pumas. I'm probably going to go check that one out. Those are two really good teams that I like to check out one day. And we get the opportunity to do it in Austin. There is conversation, though, about a boycott to Leagues Cup from the supporters. We'll see what happens at the end of the day. I know there's going to be a lot of other people in Austin, maybe people from outside of Austin that are going to come in. So I'm going to be interested to see what kind of boycott is going to be held for the Leagues Cup in Austin here.
But might help the ticket prices go down.
We'll see. But Bali, I want to get your take on this bit of news. The Leagues Cup games, the group stage, Q2 Stadium, Austin. It's going to be a movie.
It's not going to be a movie. It's not going to be a movie. And this is something I'm 100% not looking forward to. Two great teams, two good teams that are very good teams. And we'll see what happens. Hopefully we take some points, but I'm not expecting much, honestly.
Now, be up on screen. We have those dates and the times. Friday, July 26th at 8 p.m. CT, Austin FC faces Pumas. Tuesday, July 30th at 8 p.m. CT, Austin FC plays Monterrey. And Saturday, August 3rd at 9 p.m. CT, Monterrey plays Pumas at Q2 Stadium. Your thoughts on that, mate?
I mean, my personal thought, I would say I'm excited, bro, but the way that we are, I'm with Bali, then. It's going to be tough because, look, Monterrey, depending on how the season goes for them as well up to this point, we don't know, but they did beat Cincy in the Champions Cup, bro.
Yeah.
They're probably going to be the biggest, strongest opponent that we've ever faced, ever, probably. I think so.
They're
going to be the strongest opponent that we've ever faced out of any opponent, and if the way things are right now, it might be bad. But overall, the league, I mean, you know, I'm excited for the league.
I'm going to say this. I want the Leagues Cup. I want the Leagues Cup, man.
I want it too.
I want the Leagues Cup. I'm not saying we're gonna go out there and win it. I'm saying I want the Leagues Cup. Just as much as how you should want the Leagues Cup.
I do.
And you should want the Leagues Cup. We compete in it. Like I'm saying, I want the Leagues Cup, man. It would be incredible. I want the Leagues Cup.
You want the Leagues Cup.
I want the Leagues Cup, yes. It's the same way that I would want the Open Cup. The same way that I want the MLS Cup. I want the Leagues Cup.
No. Bro, good.
I tell you what. If we have any chance of getting out of this group against Pumas, that's our game, bro. If we can do anything against Pumas, then maybe. But that's about it. That's about it, bro.
It's an uphill battle.
So. I don't think so.
Uphill battle for sure, mate. Uphill battle for sure.
Our inaugural Leagues Cup was the worst, bro. The worst. So, and then now drawing Monterrey and Pumas, I mean.
We'll see if Rodo brings some summer additions.
They gotta get used to it. They gotta
and
get.
They'll get acclimated to the system. It's gonna be 100%, and then we'll see what happens in Leagues Cup.
But overall, the Leagues Cup, I'm down to, bro.
I want the Leagues Cup.
Yeah,
I want the Leagues Cup.
I want it too.
All right, boys. Now, that's gonna be interesting. Now, I want to move on to the game: Austin FC versus Philadelphia Union. Another draw at home. Now, B, we talked to a lot of fans outside Q2 Stadium, mate.
Yeah, we did.
It was a little bit difficult because you're winning the game, mate. You get scored on because you can't hold the lead in your own city, in your own stadium. And Philadelphia just comes back, steals a point. There was frustration because a lot of fans knew that they just got beat by Pachuca 6-0 midweek. We should have been the more fresh team, the more rested team. Didn't look like that. Neff was saying the whole time that Philly looked like they were playing at 50%, right? So I want to get your initial thoughts, your overall thoughts on what happened last night at Q2 Stadium. Between Austin and Philadelphia, mate.
Yeah, so the 6-0 defeat that Philly got, like, changed this game. It was the main talking point of Philly coming into Austin, you know. And then that first half reminded me just of the home opener, just of a horrible first half, nothing. But then we come back strong in the second half with Hector coming in, some subs that Wolf needed to be made. Go up, can't hold the lead, like you said. And another draw. 3 points in what, 4 games?
Yes, 3 of those being at home, if I'm not mistaken. We got one of those
we
in
need a win.
Seattle. We lost the home opener to Minnesota.
How long are we going to go to, like, we still haven't got a win, dude? Like, oh my, I'm just upset, bro.
I do want to make this point, though, and I think this has to be said. The fact that the opposition that you're playing is somewhat great in MLS. You played Seattle. Sure. You played St. Louis. You played Minnesota's the lesser one, the of all the ones that we just mentioned. And then you play Philadelphia, who we posted a clip of what Josh Wolf was saying post-match. He said that those teams have been in the best in the West, second best in the West, and also one of the best teams in the last 5 years, Bali. So I want to kind of carry off with that point onto you, mate. What did you think of the match last night? Your overall thoughts, you know, leaving Q2 Stadium with the point. You can't be too mad because you're still, you know, you're on track to maybe reach your goal for the season, but at home you want to secure those points.
Well, can't be too mad. You know, we did, you know, leave with the point, but, man, just again, you know, can't finish, letting it slip at the end, starting off horrible. Like I said in my interview, how do you post the whole week training and then you play like you've never even played with each other in your life? It was just, we're all over the place. Then we come back, we look better, and then we let it crumble. We crumble and they tie, and then Drusi comes in. We hope for something, and when we leave with the point, and then another winless game, and man, it sucks, and like B said, you know, when is that win gonna happen? Who knows?
Well, the last time it happened, mate, at home, I believe it was in the summer, if I'm not mistaken. That stat was pointed out to us yesterday by some fans, and also the last one. No, that's the last win overall against DC, right? But at home. Because DC was not at home, if I'm not mistaken. That was away.
No, that was at home.
That was at home. You're right. That was at home. I think it was, if we can fact check that. But that was Wayne Rooney's DC.
We got him sacked.
We got him sacked, mate. So when is that win going to happen? Is it going to happen soon? We have to acknowledge the opposition that we've been playing, Bali, because that was something that was being pointed out to us post-match during fan reactions. But, you know, whenever we see those fan reactions, we talk about a guy like Profe, whose fan reaction last night at Q2 Stadium was maybe, was it over the top?
No, we listened to it in silence in here.
It was all facts.
Harmony. It's just like he went off. Like one of the best takes of all the fan reactions up there with one of the top best rants or whatever that we've done, honestly, I think. He did go off. I mean, he was aggressive, obviously. You know, emotions fly high. We're outside the stadium. But, yeah, I mean, frustration everywhere, bro.
Now, Nev, I do want to get your take, mate. Your overall thoughts on last night's match. If you could please give us your take.
Well, I think, honestly, like I said, it was a bargain for Austin. Austin, if Pachuca scored 6 on this Philadelphia, they would have scored 10, 11, or 12 to this Austin. It's really incredible how unorganized this team still is.
10, 11, or 12, mate? Come on.
Yeah,
that's
the truth.
No,
it's the truth.
I mean,
it's
the
truth.
Listen,
it's
the truth, bro. It's the truth, bro. It's the truth, bro.
10, 11, this isn't a football match.
You could have said 6, 7 or something.
This isn't an 11, 12. No, because you're an NFL.
Well, hey. Because 6 was what happened to Philadelphia.
We're going to see. We're going to see if they will. We're going to see.
Now imagine what Monterrey can do. Nah,
yeah.
Go ahead, man. Sorry.
With that being said, I mean, I think tactically the game, the players just, they still look lost to me. What Wolf tried to do with Danny, I mean, he very radically changed his
role.
He did
talk about it.
Yeah,
he did talk about it post-match.
That it was bad. I think more than anything, Austin got lucky last night.
Now, really. Wolf said that he noticed, or he made the switch to take Danny back to the 6 because he was getting a little bit lost at the 10. Brought him back to the 6, and Danny was doing way better. He did, right?
Yeah.
And B and I were saying in the group chat, and y'all were flaming us for it, but the midfield needed Owen Wolf. The midfield needed Owen Wolf last night, and he came on and made an instant impact. We're going to get to him. I want to talk about this lineup, guys. Moving into this, was it 4-3-3 setup that we have? Of course, Stuver in goal, 7.5 match rating. At right back, John Gallagher, 8.2. He gets a goal. He celebrates it by putting the ball underneath his jersey, you know, doing it for the baby. Like, hey, the ball underneath the jersey. The baby, you know what I'm saying? Baby.
Congrats.
At center back, Cascante, 6.4. Hedges, 6.8. And Guilherme Biro, a guy that we're going to talk about here tonight. Big talking point on him. He gets his first start, gets subbed off at the half because apparently to coach Josh Wolf, he wasn't ready. Post-match, Josh Wolf says Guilherme Biro didn't understand what they've been working on all week, and he couldn't apply it to the match against Philadelphia. He has a 6.5, gets subbed off for Jean Kolmanich. In the midfield, Dani Pereira, Valencia, another halftime substitution. Valencia sees the bench just after a one half of play. He gets subbed, and kind of the game changes a little bit because, like I said, Owen Wolf making that instant impact. Alex Ring with the 7.2. Moving forward, Jader Obriano at the right wing, Rubio at the 9, and Rigoni, big question around him. When is he going to start producing? Criticized by Coach Wolf in the post-match. 6.6, B, your thoughts on this lineup and really everything that was going on? Because the first half, these players were lost.
No, yeah, the midfield was lost, bro. The midfield was lost. I mean, I was asking myself, is Danny going to play today? I honestly was not sure. Was it Ring? Like, there's no way Valencia is. That was my question walking to the game.
For sure.
And obviously it didn't work, and that was the main fault, I think, in the first half, bro. And, yeah, like you said, we wanted to bring in Owen, bro, because Owen, out of all – if you put all four of these midfield, Owen's the most creative, the most able to be – Danny, Ring, and Valencia, maybe? You wouldn't think that he's a little – well, in this situation, in this game – he could have brought in a little bit more creativity going forward, for sure. I mean, for sure, bro. You know, so, and then Biru, not really, like, I agree with Wolf said it, not ready, bro. He just was not ready, bro.
The moment might have been too big for him. I don't know. There was some fans saying that Biru was calling out other defenders for Austin FC, and maybe that's why he was getting subbed off. I honestly thought he did poor. I didn't really like his game. Yeah. I was excited for Jean Kolmanich to come back because, you know, for me, my biggest question when this lineup finally dropped and we saw Biru got that first start was, what did Jean Kolmanich do to get subbed off? I know you want to give Biru that first start, but Kolmanich was playing good football. In my opinion, he was doing things well. He was getting assists from corner kicks. Rigoni cannot take a corner kick to save his life, respectfully. And Jean Kolmanich is a guy that can whip it into the box.
Yeah, there's no way Zane got benched because of his performance.
That's what I'm saying.
And then if Wolf is going to give Biru a shot, it fucking backfired like a motherfucker because he was not ready. So, and then him coming on, the heartbreak, man.
Let me talk to Bali. Bali, your take on the players that went out against Philadelphia. Maybe give me a take on Guilherme Biru. Yeah. We asked before the game if he was ready for this shot. Is he ready to take the spot from Zani? Well, might be a little bit easier for him because we see Jean Kolmanich get subbed off. Your thoughts, mate?
There was positives with Biru's performance, and there was negatives. To me, taking him off at halftime was harsh. To me, it's a shot at him that, yeah, you're not ready.
And then comes after him post-match.
Yeah,
just
and,
a bit.
And that's to me, that's harsh. To me, that's harsh.
He had to do it.
Yeah, he had to. Rigoni starting again. That, to me, I said it and I say it again. I never want to see this guy play for my team ever again. Not even start. But, man, to me, I would have started with the same lineup in San Luis. We started off well.
I agree.
Giazzi's artist, Rubio, you know, we look good. Keep it up. Keep that same lineup. Why bring on Rigoni again? Why bring up this slow pace? Like, why? The changes at halftime worked. We look better. But at the end, we still came up short.
Now, I want to go to Neff on this, mate, because I do want to hear his take on what he has to say on this. Guilherme Biru subbed off. Jean Kolmanich comes in. He gets hurt. Hector comes on. We're going to talk about Hector here in a bit. But your take on this lineup, mate, what you thought. Danny, of course, was taken off that 10 role because Wolf said that he's just not cutting it there. He's not ready for that spot. He gets lost.
So I think the players, they can be set up right in this, especially if you don't plan to play with the 10. You can just have the three midfielders as is. The problem is that you put Danny in a pretty much unrecognized position as it is now. At this level, Danny, if he's going to play the 10, he needs to have the ball. And I don't know that Wolf doesn't understand that. Like, He didn't happen the first game, didn't happen the second game. It didn't happen. Why was it going to work now? Especially against a team like Philadelphia, who has a lot more quality to it. With that being said, though, I don't think Beto did as bad as you're making it seem.
Yeah.
Because one thing
he that looked lost. I'm sorry. He looked absolutely lost.
Well, you know
lost.
Who else not looks lost? The rest of the team. Yep. And that's why he's calling out what he does. Now,
there's a reason why he got subbed off at the half. You
yeah,
know that, right?
It's also
it wasn't because he was playing good. I'll tell you that.
Buddy, the whole team was playing like crap. And I will tell you this right now.
He stood out.
Wolf has a tendency to doing this to players that stand out.
Yes.
For good or bad reasons. But he does that to
look,
players
man, I'm not trying to come after Beto. My frustration was with the decision to take off Jean Kolmanich when he's playing good football. You bring him on at the half, right? He probably didn't even have a proper warm-up.
He did.
And he hurts his hamstring. Nobody's talking about that.
So whose fault is
Nobody's talking about that.
So whose fault is that?
Whoever's preparing these players warming up.
So who made the decision to bring Kolmanich in right at the half and not a couple minutes later?
It's not my decision, I'll tell you that.
No, but whose decision
Beto
is?
Was not ready,
Josh Wolf. Josh Wolf. But now,
Josh Wolf. So let's say it. Let's say it.
But you say this, but if he left them on, like you're saying, and then we would have gone down even more, and then why didn't Wolf sub out Beto? Why didn't Wolf sub out Beto? Like, he can't win.
He was struggling.
He had to come
Wolf's
on.
Not going
to
win because
he
the system is already
harsh.
Bad.
I would have kept them on for a little bit longer.
I agree with H2. Zanny should have never been benched.
But then he comes on
and then you see what happens, you know. Soft like tissue.
Now,
soft like tissue.
Let's get into some highlights. We got to talk about some highlights, of course. The ring handball, PK given to Philly after a VAR check by the fake referees. And by the way, guys, I want the pro referees back, mate. I'm sick and tired of these.
I agree.
The refs have just gotten worse week after week after week. They're not getting any better, mate.
You said that last year too.
They're really not getting any better, bro. I'd rather have our old refs than these refs, bro. They've been giving red cards. There's 7 games this week that had red cards, bro. Seven games.
There was a lot of red cards.
There was a lot.
A lot.
Some really soft calls too. I mean, come on, boys. But okay. Ring handball by him. It looked like it was on the edge of the box. We were going back and forth on it, guys. But in the end, the referee goes to VAR, says it was a PK. I believe it was Gazdag. He makes no mistake, puts it into the back of the net. They go up 1-0. But their lead was short-lived, I guess you could say. Well, I mean, it kind of wasn't, but whatever. Now, I do want to mention that Rigoni, he gets a chance, minute 42. But there was a Philly defender that pretty much puts his body on the line. He saves it for his team, and the ball goes to a corner. Now, before we move on to some other highlights in the second half, Bali, I want to get your take on the penalty. You know, you were saying how it was on the edge of the box. You know, it wasn't really that clear. I know Neff wants to add a take on this one, but what do you think when Austin FC went down 1-0 from the PK?
It looked like it hit Beto. It could have hit Ring. Neff said it hit Ring. It could have hit Ring, but I mean, just another mistake. I mean, what are our players doing? I mean, just put your hand behind the back, man. You know, put your face in that ball. Let it hit your face. Be a man. Hay que ser hombre. That's what these players don't have. They don't have balls, man. They don't. Oh. They really don't. And I'm getting tired of it. And the fans are getting tired of it, too.
Yeah. I mean, he just made himself bigger with his hands.
Yeah.
Sometimes
still, and then what happened?
Sometimes what happened?
I would have put my hands behind my back and then looked just through my body.
How?
Let's be smart, guys.
Oh, okay.
Just in case it hits me in the face.
No, Nev, your take on this PK call, because I think you have something to say, mate.
All I have to say is that it's yet another very amateurish way of defending. Like, I can't just see how they go defend the ball like that. Maybe it's me speaking as, you know, obviously as a non-pro, but I just don't see why you would go attack the ball like that.
I see what you're saying. I mean, that's kind of basic stuff. I hear y'all 100%.
And it happened in the last game as well.
I hear you.
That's
I hear you.
Right there.
Now, Jimenez, he comes on.
Beautiful.
He comes on like minute 54, minute 55. Talk about an instant impact also. We mentioned Owen instant impact. Hector Jimenez, we got to – you know what? We're going to park the bus a little bit and talk about Hector Jimenez for just a couple of minutes. Bali, of course, we're going to get you on in on this. B, also want to get your take on Hector Jimenez because he was written off by a lot of people at the beginning of the season, in the offseason, mate.
I forgot he was playing, bro.
A lot of people.
You forgot he was playing, B.
A lot of people. Bali.
It's 22, you, B. It's 22, right?
You sent it on the number. You sent something on the group chat, and I was shook. I was like, oh.
Mate, yes or no? At the beginning of the season, in the offseason, people were saying, why sign Hector? Why give him that contract?
Yeah. Who said
why
it?
Not?
Who
said it? I think Neff.
I
think Neff.
I
think it was B. I think Primo was in that.
I said it. And I stand by it.
Hector Jimenez last night.
Yeah, you better
comes
not
on.
Stand by it no
oh,
more.
I'll stand by
you
it.
You better not stand by
it. I'll stand hey, by it.
Hector Jimenez comes out last night, gets an assist, gives Rubio his first goal, and also the first Austin FC attacker to score this season in 2024. But Hector Jimenez showing that he still has gas left in the tank, mate. Your thoughts on Hector's game last night? Because it wasn't just this moment. There was better moments also from Hector.
He came on. He was active. He was quick. Great assist. You know, Neff was – yeah, Neff, it did take a deflection. It did take a deflection.
It's not just a deflection.
Yeah,
buddy.
It did.
It's poor
but
defending.
But the intention, the intention.
The intention.
The intention of just doing that. The cross and then just beautiful.
The ball forward.
If beautiful finish by Rubio.
If he did what he intended, the ball would have gone higher and not there.
Neff.
Beautiful.
Do you want to add something on Hector?
No, look. I'm glad because a player of his age coming and making the instant impact that he did have it's not easy and I'm glad, I'm happy for him, but also guys, it's one game, it's one assist that a better defender that's in his five senses would have stopped that.
Oh, but if Danny Carvajal gets an assist, Neff is going crazy.
Yeah.
Hector Jimenez can't
exactly.
get one assist.
This, buddy. If Danny Carvajal hits a ball like that and then somehow ends up on the other side of the box, I'm going to say the same shit.
No, it is what it is. It's just like the next goal
we're going to talk
There's
about.
There's no way.
I was waiting for you to say you were going to say the same. I was listening. I was like, say that you're going to do it. I'm waiting for you to say that.
No,
you obviously, look, all the points you're pointing out, bro, are correct, right? Age, all this stuff. But we're talking about just being at the stadium.
The saves,
the way the first half went. He came in, bro. Not only the cross was whatever, but he brought something to the team that made him push
guys
forward.
When was the last time y'all kicked the ball?
Bro, we're not.
Come
you're,
on.
You're critiquing just the actual cross of like, bro, when he came on, I agree with Adis. He said this on the fan reactions. He looked like he was actually fighting, like urgency.
He was fighting for the badge. He was fighting for the badge.
That's what we're talking about. You're just like
I'm not discrediting him. I'm not saying he didn't do a great job. He did, but let's be honest. If look at this cross right now and tell me that's not a low power cross, that's not supposed to get
that
to
is a
there.
Dangerous cross dangerous, into the area.
Cross,
that's
dangerous
a dangerous cross.
Cross
into
you
the
know
area.
What? It's sneaky.
It's sneaky. It's sneaky.
It's sneaky. And you know it, bro. You know it.
Listen. Good for him.
Hold on. Quote here from Josh Wolf on Hector. He says, post-match, I thought Hector came in and did a good job. He has full understanding of what we want to do. That's the biggest compliment. Physically, there are limitations there, but from a mindset standpoint, to read the game and understand what is needed and to go out there and execute, he did a really good job. Now, we're giving Hector praise. How about the goal? Diego Rubio, beautiful header, puts it into the back of the net. And Austin FC ties it up 1-1. Now, Owen Wolf also was one of the halftime substitutions, like we mentioned earlier, guys. He comes on, and he immediately makes an impact, just like Hector Jimenez. The quick 1-2, it's always like just in 10 minutes you can get scored on. If you get scored on once, the most dangerous time is the next 10 minutes because that's when the team is more likely to get a second one on you, right? Well, Austin FC pulls it off. Owen Wolf gets the assist to John Gallagher. Like we said, he celebrates it by putting the ball into his jersey. Shout out to his baby, soon to come. But Austin FC at that point is up 2-1. Now, B, you were in the field level getting photos. What was the reaction from the stadium?
Oh, dude.
When that second goal went in.
Bro, that was the loudest Q2 has gotten, bro. And I can't remember the last time, bro.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time. Yeah. It was probably the loudest that it's been, bro. The eruption. It was crazy, man. I was in there and I celebrated it crazy. I was like, oh, let me get some footage and video photos. Like, oh, you know, like, so it was just crazy.
Bali, your take on the second goal, John Gallagher, you know, getting another goal, another defender for Austin FC scoring. You know, Rubio is that attacker, but more defenders scoring for Austin FC. Credit to Owen Wolf. Like we said, B and I were calling for Owen in the midfield. We said that his energy was needed. He comes on, gets an assist. He's happy. The fans are happy. The stadium is rocking. And John Gallagher gets his goal. Austin FC is here up 2-1.
Credit to Wolf. Great finish by John. And I agree with B, man. What a that noise when that went in. You know, it's just something that you miss and that you wish you could just hear more often, right? You know, most of the time we hear just boos and no noise, but that right there, that moment, those moments are priceless, bro. And I just wish we had it more, man. Right now, we probably won't have one of those in a long time.
You know what I felt, bro? Relief, bro. Just like,
like hall or something positive, something great. Like this is more, you know.
Yeah, but that feeling didn't last long.
It really didn't. Right. It really didn't.
It did not.
Just real quick, I want to put this out in the air.
Yeah.
You guys are the same three guys that said that Noel got lucky in that goal he scored. That you said he didn't mean to score that in preseason.
What does that have to do with anything right now?
Because it's the same thing. It's okay when, your friend Hector does it. But when Noel tries to score a beauty of a goal, oh, he didn't mean that, right?
In preseason.
Whatever. What he doesn't get chances in the first team. Well, his name's not Wolf.
What goal are we talking about?
What are we talking about? Why are we talking about Valentin Noel right now?
Because Noel scored a beauty of a goal.
But what goal?
And he meant it. You're telling me Hector meant that cross?
Okay, hold on. Say the opponent. No. I know what goal Neff is talking about.
The final?
Neff is talking about the goal where it hit the post, hit the back of the keeper, and then went into the goal.
No.
No, I don't know.
Not it. You're lost, but whatever.
Bro, tell us what goal, though. You don't tell us what goal we're talking about.
I know which one you're talking about. The one where he chipped?
It was against Cincinnati.
Why are we talking about Valentino right now?
Whatever. You don't even know what goal.
You guys are just for your friends. That's good.
What?
Oh, okay.
I just didn't know what goal you're talking about. We can pull it up. Primo,
we can pull it up in the background. But, I mean, all I said was credit to Owen Wolf for the assist and making an instant impact.
Which also he didn't mean that shit either.
Oh my days.
How many deflections did it take before it reached Gallagher? Check that.
Okay, Neff. All right, boys. Now, anything else we want to add on the goal before we talk about Philadelphia's equalizer? We're good.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the stadium erupted. It was good to hear that. Just exploded, bro. We need more of that.
It was great, man. Now, like I said, the feeling didn't last long. Philadelphia equalizes against Austin FC in minute 64. Unfortunately, the team that was home, the Verde and Black, they cannot keep the lead. Minute 64, 2-2. Now, we did give all the praise to Hector a moment ago. Before we started recording the pod, we were just recapping some notes, watching some highlights. And Hector Jimenez, to me, he loses the ball in this instance because he plays it into the middle. He plays it into the center. And that's one thing you're not supposed to do as a defender. You never want to play it into the middle. Now, Ring deserves criticism here. He should have attacked the ball. I think, B, you said that. But in the end, it's a turnover. Philadelphia capitalizes, and they tie the game 2-2. And then ultimately, that's what the game ends at, 2-2. Now, Bali, your take on the second goal. We see Cascante here in goal looking just absolutely gutted. He knows it. Hector probably knows it too. The players wish they had it back. Your thoughts?
Well, to me, you over here, it wasn't Hector's fault. You know, he gave Alex Ring a pass. Alex doesn't react slow, like most of the time, a little slow. And all around, our defense is slow to react. Stewart could have been better to clear it off. And it happens. They score on us, and we're slow. 2-2. And we try to come back, and nothing happens. You know? Nuestro crack comes on, and the stadium goes crazy.
Now, hold on. That's the next point.
You're right on that.
What kind of nickname is that? Our crack.
That's the next point. Now, Bali mentions Drewcy Dior. He comes on minute 71 for Jader Obregon. Now, when he is getting ready to come onto the pitch, mate, he receives a standing ovation from Q2.
Yeah.
That is the loudest I've ever heard the stadium get for a player. Yeah. And I'm happy that everybody in attendance recognized that Drewcy was coming on, because you remember when we went to the Western Conference Final and the LAFC stadium was chanting, El Chicho Arango.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can use this as a step towards getting
something like that,
player chance, getting the whole stadium in involved.
Yeah.
Because most of the time it's the south end and some areas that spill into the sides, right?
Yeah.
But imagine getting a full stadium chanting Drewcy Dior, El Crack, Drewcy, blah blah blah, right?
Yeah.
We'll see, right? But B, your thoughts on when Drewcy came on to Q2 Stadium, his return essentially.
Yeah, I mean, I saw him. I was watching him warm up too. I kept an eye on him. I was like, yeah, I mean, I think he's gonna come in. And he does, and the ovation, bro, it was crazy. The stadium, oh, man, it was crazy. He came in. You know, he was there. He had an opportunity. He had that one shot at the very last stage of the game.
Minute 95.
But you could kind of, I don't know, you can kind of tell that maybe, obviously, he wasn't ready. Maybe you could see maybe he wasn't up to par. But obviously, he hasn't played. This is the first appearance.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's ramping up. He's getting there. But he just needed to get on the field, bro.
Yeah,
he just needed to get on the field.
I agree, mate. I agree. Now, Jersey Dior getting that standing ovation. And you mentioned how he almost won the game. Minute 95. Rigoni had a chance, too. I don't know why they didn't make it onto the highlights. It has to be shown how bad Rigoni is with his finishing. He had a chance late in the game. Doesn't take advantage of it. Now, Drewsy gets a chance for himself from a more impossible angle. He still manages to get a beautiful volley out, maybe a half volley, you can say. It skips just wide of Blake's post. I know everybody thought that might have been going in. Imagine if it would have hit the post at least and went to one of the Austin FC players. Boom, back in the game. The ball goes into the back of the net. You're up 3-2 late in the match, minute 95. But it didn't happen. 2-2 for Austin FC. Bali, I mean, anything else you want to add on this match? Another point for Austin FC.
I mean, yeah, we had opportunities. Like you said, Drewsy had at the end an opportunity. Rigoni, another opportunity. Like, I lost my patience with this guy, man. I'm done with him. It's time. It's time. He has to go. Like, it just,
it's gonna pop, bro.
Like, it's just it just got ridiculous now. It got ridiculous now. Just seeing him play, it just makes me. I get upset. Like, he brings nothing. He's slow.
No
creativity. No nothing.
No, Bali, we did drop a reel of the comments that Joshua had on Emi Rigoni last night. He was asked by Colby Gordon on Rigoni, and Joshua was pretty much saying like, "Hey, in this league, you gotta produce." When you're a DP, you got to produce. And Emi needs to start scoring goals to help this team. And he needs to start producing chances for this team. And that's what he's exactly not doing. And there was a lot of criticism for Emi last night. B, I want to get your take because you keep on saying you want to talk about Emi. Last night, Rigoni, his crosses were so off of it. His passes were off of it. I do want to give him credit for getting into open spaces, yes. But whenever he gets the ball and he starts going forward, I mean, there's nothing that he can produce for this team. And it's just, it's really sad for the Austin FC fans that this is one of your DP players because you have to rely heavy on these guys. And Rigoni, I believe for Austin FC, he has 6 goals all time. Juanchi asked me last night, B. He says, what has Rigoni done in 3 games? I asked him, what has Rigoni done in 3 years, mate? 3 years, mate.
Yeah.
Your take on Emi, I know that you've been critical of him.
No, I mean, behind the scenes, when we chat, I always bring it up, bro, because he climbs the ranks as far. I don't know what he can, like, I think I've said this before, but I don't know what he can do for the remainder of this season unless he goes off and does some crazy 20 goals or something. But there's no signs of any of that. He goes straight up the ranks as number one, and I'm gonna say it, the worst signing in this club's history, bro. I think he surpasses Tarek. He surpasses Ronnie Redes. This guy is just.
Now, Aries came after him in the fan reactions.
I don't think there's a single fan in this club that still praises this guy or has any hope for this guy. This done. He's done. He's done. He's leaving at the end of the season.
Rigoni.
100%. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to add up how much we pay for him every year's salary, and then that's what we got. He's indebted to us, bro, as in giving us something to produce on this club, on this team. He's the worst signing of all time, bro.
Now, Fucho, shout out to Fucho making some funny memes.
Fucho is hilarious.
He comes out with a meme, Emiliano Rigoni is not very good on the jumbo screen. That's tough. 52 likes on that. I know the fans were laughing at it, mate. Anything you want to add on Emi before we move on to Epsito?
Ah, man, like I said, I mean, soft, weak, you know, a thief. The guy is a thief. You want to know why he's a thief?
Calma,
I want to look at the camera. You want to know why?
Harsh.
Because he comes here and takes our money. He's coming here to collect a check. Live to live good. His family living good. He living good. He is chilling. That's why he's a thief.
Now,
to
finalize, mate, we have a quote here on Emi, what I was talking about, Josh Wolf. He says, I still think Emi has glimpses where there's hope, but ultimately you have to produce, and we are hopeful he will produce. Right now it's hope, but he needs to help this team score goals. He needs to create chances. Wolf's still hopeful that Emi might come back. A word on John Komunic. Wolf says it's a hamstring, so we'll have to see the severity of it. Leo has a torn plantar fasciitis, and Julio will be gone with the national team, so we'll be against it, talking about the defense against Orlando. And last but not least, a quote on Drewsy Dior. Wolf says, we are glad to have him back out there. We will see what minutes he can play in Orlando. I don't expect him to play a ton, but we will communicate with him and see what makes sense. So if you think Drewsy is going to start against Orlando, I wouldn't do my price picks just yet. Now, fans coming after Wolf in the quotes that we posted, you know, pretty much calling him out because Wolf is saying that he's pleased with the progress that this team is making the past three or four games. And he's saying that the players are improving. Those quotes are up on We Austin TV. You can go ahead and check them out on Instagram or on X. They're up there for you to check out. Also, some reels and Football Critics' reaction from the press box after the match concluded. Now, B, I want to move on to FCito. Bali, I want to move on to FCito as well. They had their home opener against Tacoma Defiance. Didn't go as planned. Their kits are nice, though. Their kits are nice. I don't think that they're out on sale yet, but they will be. I know that there's merch out there with the logo and the new star that's added onto the top of it for their championship last year. But we have the lineup here at the top. They lost 3-1. You can say it was due to the red card given to Pino in the second half. I forget what minute it was, but he gets a red card and really puts his team kind of on the border for really on the borderline for disaster. It was a little bit soft, but I want to kind of talk about it a bit because Pino disappointed me. I think he should have been smarter and steered clear of the goalkeeper. There's no need for you to go crashing into him. You know what's going to happen when you foul a goalie. The referees protect them very much. But he gets a red card. I believe it was minute 52. They were all second-half goals for Tacoma Defiance. They went 3-1. Bali, any take you have on their home opener?
I mean, unfortunate. You know, I think that they were playing okay until, you know, the red card. Then they kind of just, you know, lost the game. But, you know, they're not the same team as last year. No, they're going to struggle. You can see. You know, last year's team was, I mean, you could all around, you know, you could tell we had a very, very good team.
They were different.
They were very, very different. They were different. So they're going to struggle this season. New faces, new players. But hopefully we see a little bit of results. And hopefully we see some of those players play in the first team because we need some help.
Now, there was some conversation around Jimmy Farcarlin. Yeah. He's an Austin FC 2 player.
I don't know why.
He was called up to the first team off of the short-term loan agreement. He's now used two. They've used 2 of 4 on him. You only get, like I said, 4. Only 2 left for him to be able to use and be called up to the first team. He doesn't play for either or. No minutes for Jimmy. I'm sure he's probably pissed about it because he wants to play. He's actually a quality player. It is what it is, yeah, mate. But B, any take you have on their home opener? Of course, it didn't go as planned, but we can read the lineup here in a bit.
No, yeah, I mean, I couldn't make it out, but I did watch it. That red card changed. I mean, yeah, they did score a banger of a goal.
Yeah.
And not a good start. Not a good start, but, you know, we gotta defend our title, you know. So with the FCitos going to the first team from the bench, I mean, we know what these are, bro. These are break glass in case of emergency type of deals,
of course,
bro.
Of course.
You know, something would have to happen that would, like, cause us to have to do that, you know, in my opinion. But I'm down to see them. Like, he needs minutes. Whether it's a fr- – it would be – look.
Jimmy needs minutes.
Yeah, you know how there was a standing ovation for Juicy when he was getting subbed up? I feel like when we get our first, you know, our first FC, though, our first academy player to come and make some minutes, I think they're going to get that. We're going to get that same response, bro.
Yeah.
And I think it should be Jimmy.
Imagine him getting ready to come in, bro. Imagine that stadium. So but they are, like I said, break glass instead of emergency, I think.
Now, the lineup that we had here for FCito in goal, the new goalie, Marcus Alstrup, at center back, of course, Sal Mazzaferro. He's one of the top 5 players to watch this year in MLS Next Pro. Media eyes on him. Antonio Gomez, he spent time with the first team in preseason. He starts for FCito at center back. Anthony De Anda, my G.
Yeah,
he gets the start at left back. He saved a goal off the line. Really, really good performance for him there in the game. Moving on, we had Steve Louis-Jean. He slotted in at right back. Alonso Ramirez, he's now the captain of FCito, the player from Atlas. Brian Arellano, El Tocayo de B, he gets the goal. Absolutely golazo. Absolute golazo.
Yeah.
Golazo. Micah Burton. Everybody knows Micah Burton. CJ Fodry there, number 19. Don't got to explain who he is, right? Anthony Garcia, I think he had some great pace on him. He had some wheels. I was very interested with his game. And then Sebastian Pino, like we mentioned, the forward that was with the first team in preseason. Then he disappeared after Joshua said he did good. He gets a red card for FCito, kind of exposes them, and they lose the match with all 3 second-half goals. So a little bit of a party crashed for them, mate.
U.S. Now, Open Cup coming quick.
U.S. Open Cup coming quick. We'll be at that one for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll be at that one for sure. But best of luck to these guys. Hopefully they have a good rest of the season. We're going to be keeping up with them, see if we can get some questions in there, maybe send Football Critic into the media space.
I'm down.
To Coach Brett Utley.
Yeah, we got to get that second star. Yeah. Let's get one more.
Now, Nev, before we change topics, go into a little break and come back, talk Europe. I do want to get your take on FCito, mate.
No, I think this is the first game. I think there's obviously a lot to work for. And, I mean, best of luck to the guys.
A lot of departures, bro.
Without yeah. Valentino Well, without David Rodriguez, EJ Johnson, Damian Loss.
A lot of changes. And, I mean, yeah. I mean, unfortunately, it seems like a lot of these next pro teams, that's how they're going to be handled. So hopefully they make the best out of the opportunities they get. So players like TJ Fodry are probably going to be, and Jimmy are your best bets to go up. I mean, personally, I don't see why not give CJ Fodry or Jimmy already a slot in that first team, seeing how Rigoni is.
Mm. I mean, exactly. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why
I agree with that.
Rigoni. Why keep starting?
Finley's still there.
No. Of course. Yeah. But why is Rigoni still in the conversation? That's really my question.
Because he's a DP player.
Yeah, exactly.
So what? He's in the contract.
So what?
It's sad. Yeah.
And the way we will look around the league, we will look like a joke. We already look like a joke. Look at the way
Austin
he plays.
Austin already does look like that. So
respect my club.
Bro, but we would look even worse if we just straight up let go of
DP.
And
I do agree. Yeah.
Everybody
do
be like,
so
everybody.
So what? Do you want a chance to win or do you want a chance to keep looking like the same
No,
thing?
We're explaining to you why he's playing. You're asking why he's playing.
I know why he's playing. I think it's ridiculous and stupid.
Yep. Hey, we're talking about FC, though. We're talking about Rigoni.
And I'm advocating for them to actually get minutes in the first team.
Okay.
I think Jimmy could play better than Rigoni. I think Rigoni could play better than Rigoni.
I wouldn't doubt
100%.
Question for the pod.
One player from FC that you're excited for this season?
Jimmy.
Jimmy?
I think CJ and Jimmy.
CJ and Jimmy?
Yeah, but both CJ and Jimmy.
Primo? Who you got?
I don't want to say y'all say CJ. I don't want to say CJ.
Yeah, I mean if that's what you feel,
CJ is a solid choice. I'll probably say I'm looking how Sal's looking.
Okay, yeah, that was one.
Maybe,
of my
Maybe
Deanda. You know, one of my picks.
He didn't get too
picks.
Many minutes last season.
Charlie Asensio took all those minutes.
Hopefully, he gets that.
We're running short on our left back position.
Oh,
so maybe
Deanda has trained with the first team in previous seasons, locking up Rigoni, but. Nowadays, I mean, who's not locking up Emmy? You know what I'm saying?
I could lock up Rigoni.
I'm sorry.
Emmy I could bet on. I'll bet on myself.
I don't know how he became a professional, bro.
Hey,
like, I don't know why he. I wouldn't say that. I don't know why he's still
Who will
pick him
harsh,
up?
We're being harsh.
Who will pick him up?
Being extremely harsh.
Who will pick him up? Where would he go?
Back to Argentina or Brazil? They pick him up in a heartbeat. Sao Paulo.
Where Maxi went?
Sao Paulo. Maybe where Maxi went. He went to what, Platense or something like that? So I don't know. But anyways.
He's donezo.
One of the players that I'm watching, keeping my eye on for FCito, y'all, is definitely Salvatore Mazzaferro, Anthony Deanda. But check this out. Irvin Torres. Irvin Torres.
I've heard good things about that kid.
American, Mexican player. He's choosing the USA side. He's been going to their 16, 17 age camps. I think he's in the 18, 19 year now. But I'm very excited for him and see what happens with him. Shout out to Irvin Torres.
Good luck, man. Hopefully we see good stuff.
All right. We're going to go into a bit of a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some European action that's been going on.
FA Cup, bro.
FA Cup.
Crazy,
Chelsea making a big shock. But
Cole Palmer is getting cold in here, bro.
Yeah. It's getting cold in here. But hey, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back and we'll get into the European conversation here at Top Flight Podcast. All right. Welcome back to the Top Flight Podcast. Well, we're going to get into the European segment now, y'all. We got some FA Cup action to talk about. B, your team was involved. Bali, your team, Man United, was involved. I'm sorry. My fault.
You said that on the Discord.
Gunner. My fault.
Hold on. Everybody. Stop disrespecting me, bro.
That's on me.
No, you're getting out of line. You've been getting out of line lately.
I was tagging him too. I was thinking about Eric.
Don't think about Eric. Think about Bali.
Slipped out. I'm sorry.
Hey.
Now, Manchester United, Liverpool, they were involved in FA Cup action, but we're going to start off with Chelsea and Leicester City. Now, that was a banger of a match, 4-2. Leicester gets a red. Now, B, you're the Blues guy in here. Primo got the Tottenham jersey, though, but how are you feeling after this Chelsea dub in the FA Cup?
Sterling probably played the worst game of his career.
Oh.
That's
what you want to start off with?
Yes. Yeah. That's what stood out to me. Even though he did get an assist to Cole. We were fine until De Sassi scores a worldy of a own goal, changes the game, and then not only that, Leicester score a worldly themselves.
Yeah.
So to tie it up, I mean, look, I'm going to be honest, the red card did shift the game for us as well, just like the own goal shifted the game for Leicester. So but at the end of the day, we get it done. Cole Palmer going off again.
Yep.
The most informed under 21 player in the world right
now. Debatable.
The most informed under 21 player in the world right now. It got You know, Cole Palmer celebration, fire. Everything about the guy, fire. So his assist, his flick, amazing. Yeah, we go through.
Bali, you hear Chelsea making it through to the other round of the FA Cup final. What is your thoughts?
Well, you know,
going to Wembley.
Yeah,
again.
I mean, I'm good luck to Chelsea. You know, I have no hate to help to Chelsea right now. You know, I kind of feel bad for them, honestly. You know, they've been so bad, and then I'm just in the table and the APL just looking down, you know, and just saying like, damn, Chelsea. You know, it used to be up here, and now look at you. But it's okay. You know, I'm just excited for y'all. It's a young team. Y'all are looking better. You know, Poch is doing his thing. So
Modric played well.
Hopefully one day I get to see you in the Champions League competing with me, competing with Hernan.
They've been there, though.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully.
We've won it, bro.
No, hopefully.
Twice.
Hopefully we get to see you right back.
Hopefully I get to see you hold one.
Hopefully I get to see you hold one. Hopefully I see you back in it and we can compete, you know, and I get to compete against you. But right now, you're nowhere near me.
You're there. You're there about to get smacked. You're nowhere near me. You're there about to get smacked. Near
me. Now, gentlemen.
Not even close.
Bayern's gonna tap that way.
Let's cool down a bit. Talk more about the football side of things. Now, Chelsea, Leicester City. Before we move on to the Manchester game.
It's getting cold in here, bro.
Cucurella with the goal, minute 13. Cole Palmer gets his goal, minute 41. How do you say that name? Chukwuemeka.
Yeah, it's
minute
a tough one.
90 plus one. Two. And then the red card late in the game, right?
Golazo by Madueke, too.
For Leicester, the own goal. And then, of course, like you said, the Mavdivdi banger. 4-2, Chelsea see it through to the next round.
But to be honest, we should be, bro. It's Leicester in the championship. I know they started well. They're kind of falling off. We should be winning this game.
Pochin?
Yeah.
Pochin?
I'm Pochin, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Pochin?
Yeah, I'm Pochin.
Now, Chelsea, we'll see how they do. We'll see what Pochin does next round.
We got City, mate.
You got Manchester City.
We got City.
Now, pause real quick because I want to get Neff's take on this real quick. Madrid has City. City just has another hard game added onto their schedule. It has to be known that Madrid's journey to the City game is way easier than City's journey to the Madrid game.
EPL props.
Call it whatever you want. How do you see this from a Madrid point of view?
It doesn't matter.
You got to be worried about these games, though.
Why?
It's going to affect you down the line.
So?
Oh, my God. Wait. Madrid fans, bro. Madrid fans.
This is crazy.
Madrid fans,
I love it, Neff. I fucking love it, Neff. I love it, Neff.
You want me to worry about how they're going to be? Yeah. I'm worried about our team.
Yeah, I'm worried.
That's what I'm worried about.
I'm worried about the Arsenal. I'm not worried about the little team over there, mate. I'm worried about you, mate.
Okay, wow.
City does their thing. We do our thing.
We see football differently.
We do.
But they just,
You see with your eyes closed.
Bro, because you got to think of how City pull up to the game. It's the game. So, like, if they're playing FA Cup semifinals, if they're playing potential Premier League defining for their title race games, I mean, if they're drawing against whatever team is next, their title hopes can slip up with a draw. So they're locked in. They're locked in.
It's a mental game.
So, like, if they're locked in during the Premier League, they're locked in during the FA Cup, they're going to pull up locked into Madrid. Look, it's hard to criticize Madrid for they're Champions League, bro. They are Champions League. Respect. I'm not going to just say that and not give the respect. So, you never know. But that's what Age was trying to tell you.
I understand all that. I just don't see. If we do our game, none of that matters.
Look, mate.
That's it.
I'm gonna just say this. I see the game from a coaching standpoint, analytical view. You might see it just as a fan.
More than a fan.
Because I know Carlos looking at Man City games.
Of course he is.
Jude Bellingham is looking at City games.
Of course they are, as they should.
Okay, boom. Conversation ended there.
It doesn't end
there. Agree with my point. Listen, we can move on to the next one.
We're just not gonna agree.
Look. Now,
you want to worry about extra stuff? I want to worry about the game. I want to worry about our performance and winning.
Back to the FA Cup. Shout out to my G, Eric. I know he's absolutely livid over this win. We're going to talk about the Man United-Liverpool game.
Oh, my boy, Eric.
4-3 result at Old Trafford. Sir Alex Ferguson was there at the stadium. I'm sure he hasn't been this happy in a long time. Man United gives him a bit of a joy. Anthony gives him a bit of joy. Garnacho played fantastic. Rashford misses an important chance, but comes back and slots it home, tying it against Liverpool. He didn't score the winner.
Could have won it.
Could have won it. Could have won it. Now, Scott McTominay, minute 10. Was it Anthony, minute 87. Marcus Rashford, 112. And Amad Diallo, minute 120 plus 1. Now, for Liverpool, Alexis McAllister, 44. Mohamed Salah, minute 45 plus 2, 47 with added time, whatever. And Harvey Elliott, minute 105. Now, B, your take on this match. Man United survives Liverpool. No quadruple for them. Jurgen Klopp looked a bit upset.
He walked out. We can talk about that, but yeah.
Man United advance.
Yeah, I mean, this game, when Man United went up early, you know, of course, I wanted to reach out to Eric. I pulled out my Instagram, went to Eric. Eric goes, you called him? I probably should have. He goes, mates, I'm fucking scared. Because you know Liverpool were going to be like, oh, okay. And they did just that.
They did just that.
So, you know, to them to come back. And then the second half, Anthony, bro. Out of all people, bro.
Criticized player in English football.
Still not good enough for his price tag, but that's different to the conversation. But still, scoring, what a game.
I was actually watching this game. It was a banger of a match. The FA Cup. The magic of the FA Cup, and MLS wants to get rid of the US Open Cup. Yeah, think about that. Let that sit in. Don't give me that. It's the same thing.
Bro, the championship is humongous. The League One, League Two, the culture there is incredible.
Respect the USL. Respect the USL, mate. Respect the USL.
I love the USL, but the USL is no championship. It's no League One. It's no League Two.
Respect the USL. Now, Bali, your take on Man United going on to the next round. Beating Liverpool.
I'm only happy for my G, Eric. That's the only guy that I'm happy for. You know, other than him, I could care less about this team. I could care less about their goals. I could care less about their players. I could care less about their success. I could care less about their coach. Anything. But great goal. You know what's funny? The guy that scored the goal got a red card. Yeah. And can't play for the next round. What an idiot.
That was tough.
He took his shirt off.
Good luck, United. Hopefully, you have. Who do you have next? They got, who is it? Primo?
Coventry.
Yeah. Bro, imagine Coventry that. Imagine United. Them.
Now, they play Coventry April 20th, was TBD, but FA Cup semifinal against Coventry. Now, watch Man United lose to Coventry.
They
mate.
Would.
Nah, watch Man United lose to Coventry. Like,
they would.
I don't think so.
No, there's no way. Right?
On the other side of the bracket, Man City has Chelsea April 20th. That's also TBD. We'll see what happens there. The final, May 25th. We'll see who are the two teams that make it.
I think it's going to be United
now,
and City.
Prediction.
Manchester Derby?
FA Cup final. Who you got?
United City.
Who you got?
Oh, City's in it. City's winning anyway.
Yeah. City's winning it? Come on, bro. You're
scared? You're giving up already, dude?
This is what Neff's talking about.
You're making me pick the winner.
Yeah. I like that, Neff.
It's tough to – we're going to give it a go, but come on. It's City, bro. Bro, we lost we've lost. First of all, we've lost six finals in a row. History,
record breaker.
No, six cup finals in a row. Chelsea has lost. We've played Liverpool when they brought in teenagers in the final. We're gonna give it a go, but come on, bro. I think City will win.
Primo, who you got to win the FA Cup, mate?
Menu.
What? Primo? Nah.
Neff,
you don't believe that yourself, bro.
You're a winner for the FA Cup.
Real Madrid.
City. Yeah. Huh. Okay.
Nice. Yeah, me too, Neff. I believe. I'm with you, Neff. Right. I think City's going
to
win.
And if it's not City, I want Coventry to win it all.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I'm back in Man U.
I hope they go to second division. Third
I'm back in Man U. I'm back in Man U.
United?
Back in United. Now, gentlemen, that's all for the European conversation. Just wanted to recap on the FA Cup action. Barcelona. Barcelona won today.
Yeah,
they beat Atleti. Yeah.
They beat They beat them up.
And of course, Madrid beat Osasuna 4-1.
They beat them up.
Madrid beat Osasuna 4-1.
4-1. Who scored?
João Félix, Lewandowski, and who's that? Fermín López.
Nice.
I mean, it's not enough. Primo's putting up the standings in La Liga. Madrid in first place with 72. Wow, second place, 64. Oof, I love that.
Madrid.
6-point gap.
Wow.
Love it. Shout out my
why are you acting surprised?
One defeat. Who was y'all defeat? What game was that?
Atletico.
Atletico?
Yeah. Back when the season started.
Both. Home and away, I think.
No, y'all only lost one.
We've only lost one.
Yeah, so it was away? Like Atleti?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Damn. That's a good record. Damn.
Yeah, not bad. Of course. They're
clear. Yeah. That's a wrap already. La Liga's a wrap.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
It's not a wrap.
You see, Arsenal?
It's not a wrap.
We're in a dog. We're in a war.
Yeah, in the war.
We're in a dog fight, mate. We're trying to win the APL, mate. This shit right here is shite. This shit. And you already won it.
Pull up the APL.
You already won it.
Let's see. Okay.
Look at that race, dude. Look at that race.
64. Liverpool 64. Man City 63. Aston Villa 56. Nah, that's the drop off.
There's a three horse race in this.
Tottenham 53. Man United 47. West Ham 44.
Right, we can, yeah.
Brighton 42.
All right, let's stop it there.
Yeah. Oh wait, scroll down pretty much.
Where's Chelsea, bro?
Let's not go further down.
No.
Let's just cut it right there. That's not right.
B. That's not right.
Of course, it's not right.
Look, hey, you see my team.
Way.
Hey, no, you see, no, Hernan.
What's up?
Look at me, Hernan.
Yeah, what's up? Looking
look
at
me, Hernan. Yeah. You see that right there, bro?
Yeah.
That's a dog fight right there.
Okay, great. Dog, great.
Me right there, Arsenal.
I'll tell you this right now, though, you're not winning no Champions League. You might get past Bayern, but you'll have to face Real Madrid next. You're not gonna win that game, Nev.
There's no way.
Dude, we're talking to amateurs, dude.
We're going to see next
round. I would hope so.
Martin against Real Madrid?
Oof, imagine that.
A whole lot of bark.
No, I'll give Madrid out of respect. It's going to be a war if I go against it. It's going to be a fucking war. But I'm with it. I'll take it. Hey, I'll take the challenge. I'll take the challenge.
Now, all right, y'all. Thank you for joining us for another episode here on Top Flight Pod. We'll be back for more next week. Appreciate y'all joining us. Hope you have a good night, good day, and enjoy the rest of your work week. We'll see you later, y'all.